Materials engineers have been working for years with carbon nanotubes. Those are cylindrical-shaped, tiny sheets of carbon, a billionth of a meter in diameter, and obviously impossible to see with the human eye. The nanotubes are very strong and flexible and great conductors of electricity. But researchers have had trouble with differences and tangles in nanotubes and with metallic impurities shorting out electronic circuits. However, a UW-Madison team led by Professor Michael Arnold has succeeded in attaching long stringy molecules called polymers to the conducting nanotubes to eliminate the shorting problem and making other changes to get the nanotubes to line up. Arnold says the improved tiny tubes could be useful in replacing the silicon in computer chips or lead to longer-lasting batteries in cell phones.
In your cell phone, there's a chip that will amplify a high-frequency signal and then transmit that to your cell tower. And it's possible to make more efficient versions of these chips by using carbon nanotubes versus the current state-of-the-art materials. So basically, you have less power consumption by using better electronic materials. That's the idea.
Arnold also says it may be possible to create better transistors and circuits that are more flexible and can conform to a curved surface, perhaps even being put in clothing. He says the biggest hurdles remain being better able to reproduce the technology and scale things up.
There's still those challenges to solve. So those relate to the fact that the nanotubes are just tricky materials to work with. And they're completely different materials to work with than any other material that has ever been discovered. So we're still going through that learning curve.
The researchers have patented their work through the Wisconsin Alumni Research Foundation and are working with companies to accelerate the technology transfer to businesses. The National Science Foundation, the U.S. Army, and other agencies funded the research. The latest paper by Professor Arnold and his team is published in the journal ACS Nano. Some medical researchers have previously raised questions about the safety of long-term exposure to carbon nanotubes and call for strict regulation of their use. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.